Yeah, I don't understand what. Do I? Here's the text. Do I still get O watch TH?
It's ridiculous. Like, I know.
What does it even mean?
One guy, I don't know if it's kid fucking, what's it called? Kid slang.
Yeah.
Writes KK. He
texts, I don't even know what that is.
Instead of OK.
What's KK mean?
OK.
OK is OK.
Well, that's what I think because I'm not a fucking idiot, but.
I don't like all that. I can't learn a new language in my late 30s. It's not going to happen.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Oh, sweet, sweet jeans. My sweetest jeans in the ether. As you hear the sound of my voice, I'll actually be on vacation with my husband. Thank you to my gracious father who has given us a wonderful vacation.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be on a beach, but we pre-recorded this. So if something has happened in the world, major,
yeah,
and
we're not talking
addressing
about it,
it's because we recorded this a week ago. Sorry.
Yeah.
But despite that, July 11th through 14th, I'll be at the Chicago Improv. And then July 18th through 21st, Columbus Funny Bone in Columbus, Ohio. July 27th, the Uptown Theater in Napa, California. Let's go into August. August 1st through 4th, the Omaha Funny Bone. Omaha, Nebraska. I've never been to Nebraska before, have you?
I have not, no.
What do you think it's going to be like?
I've heard it's a really good club.
I heard it's a really good club, too. But I imagine, like, a lot of lassoing happening.
Lassoing? Really?
People just run around lassos, rope things in front of you.
Yeah. Oh. Well, you've been a big Cornhusker fan, though, for a long time. That'll be cool for you.
I love baseball. I love that team.
Okay.
Follow me at Christina P.
Yeah, follow her.
What about you, Gene Zeroni?
I'm on a beach right now.
Because you're the jeans.
Pop-in-law.
And I'm the macaroni.
And let's see, Minneapolis, I'll be up inside of your grill at Acme for the Punchline Punch-Out, the 25th through the 29th. July 11 through 14, Hartford, Connecticut, the Hartford Funny Bone.
Yeah.
And then
I think that club is pronounced Fartford.
I got a couple things in the works right now.
Oh.
A couple dates that I can't announce yet.
Oh, okay.
But while I'm waiting for just some things to come together.
Okay.
And then we'll have a joint announcement about podcasting live, stand up live. Also probably in August. What is your August date? What's your August date?
That's Nebraska. Nebraska.
What was the date?
Funny Bone. Hold on a second. I was texting your cousin Jeanette back. Omaha.
Yeah.
August 1st through 4th.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Why?
Because I just need to know. I'm setting this thing up for us.
Oh, it's a secret thing. You're kind of like, I got a secret, everybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
All I'm saying is that there's a couple cities full of mothers that are going to be happy to hear.
Oh, it is exciting, guys.
I'm very impressed so far with the instrumentals that have been sent in.
It's pretty rad.
This is Ryan Jeffords. He sent this in. This song is called Mom's House.
No.
I like this shit.
I like it too. Yeah, it's dope.
And I like the last stuff we played. I was very impressed.
Yep. Everything so far has been aces.
Hey, you know
around.
Something? Y'all got talent. Y'all got talent, man.
This sounds like real music, you know what I mean? Like a real thing.
It's good. I'm enjoying it. I really do enjoy it, man.
This music makes it sound like we're cool.
Very cool. And you know what? It's not some super fucking famous artist. Oh, I know. This is original. This is an OG mom right here.
That's what I like again. This is very punk rock. This is do it yourself.
I like it.
We took it to the streets with the mommies, and the mommies delivered.
I mean, you're going to be famous, Ryan Jeffords.
You're going to be famous.
But you know what I'm saying.
Look at here. Look at here.
Where's that from, Jeans? Look at here.
That is, that's Luke at a football game.
Yeah. Look here.
Let's see. Send up a song. Is this?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Why?
I'd like to use my band song. I don't fucking... These emails. Why do you send so
much? You can't get a passport. You just a kid. Did I tell you that story one time? My friend Shawnee and I tried to get passports when we were 17 years old. We were at the post office in L.A. here in the valley.
Yeah, you did tell me this.
This woman, she's like, okay. You can't get a passport, okay? You're just a kid.
I remember that.
Stuck with
you guys
me.
Still say that to each
You're
other.
Just a kid.
You still say that to each other.
Yeah. Just a kid. You know what my favorite one is, too? Hmm. When parking attendants say things like, okay, well, I tell you what, I am too blessed to be stressed. And you're like, that is true.
I like man. That's just reserved for parking attendants.
I've only ever had a parking person say that to me.
That's hilarious.
Okay, I am too blessed to be stressed.
Too blessed to be stressed. That's fantastic.
Truth.
Should we start the show?
That's the tea. That's what's up.
What's the sweet tea? Hey. Hey.
That's from Tamar Brack. I think the Braxtons.
No, that was another.
The Housewives of Atlanta, I think we're saying.
Maybe.
That.
What's the tea? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm going to take a bite of this little.
Oh, you're going to take a bite of the Reese cup? Mm. Isn't Reese's peanut butter cups the most perfect candy ever?
Pretty fucking good.
It really is. It's got everything, the salty and the sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, it's the best.
I like Reese's Pieces.
Oh, come on. Everybody likes Reese's Pieces.
Those are delicious.
What would you like more in your butthole, this one or Reese's Pieces?
Good point.
Mm.
I think, you could smash this into my butthole and it would just look like stuff that normally comes out. A Reese's cup. But,
doesn't your brown normally, your brown normally looks like a Reese's peanut butter cup.
My brown does
smushy,
not normally
greasy.
Look like a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Like a mashed up one. It looks like dog diarrhea and then people's diarrhea.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But which one would you rather have in your bum?
I think I'd rather have all the Reese's Pieces so you keep finding new ones.
And the crunch is nice, too. Yeah. It's like a special treat.
There's peanuts in your poopy. We're really going down a dark path already. We haven't even started yet.
It's going to be a hot
topic. Let's start this show.
Mm.
Let's do it, man. Ready to start the show?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Hey, listen up. This is Charo, the original mommy. I'm in charge here. I want you to listen to me. All you niggas need to go to your mom's house podcast.com and scoop at some of that new hot shit. You need a new poster, the ringtones, all that Gucci shit, dog. You know what I'm saying? Go to the site, click on the store, support Tommy and Tina. I got kids to feed. Keep it 100. Peace, God.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura,
and Christina Pajitsi.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Fuck, man. We're having some technical difficulties.
A little bit.
It took us 3 times to get through that.
Old blue band.
Fuck.
Give it 100.
Keep it 100, she's trying to say.
She said 800, I think.
But I think she's trying to say keep it 100 instead of, 100. Uh-huh. Keep it 100.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
I don't think I've ever heard your mom drop an N-bomb like that.
I don't think she knows that she dropped one, babe.
Yeah, I don't think so either. One hopes.
One would hope. She's definitely never said that before.
No, I've never heard Charo.
She doesn't even know what she's saying.
Yeah, that's true.
If you're still recovering from pissing your pants, that's Charo on the bonus episode doing ads for us. So
good.
She's doing them. Top Dog's doing them. I have a feeling that alone is going to get somebody to buy the bonus episode.
Do you think?
I think just hearing that ad, knowing that it's from that, you're going to buy the bonus episode.
I mean, why wouldn't you want to know the intimate details of Top Dog and Charles' lives? And why wouldn't you want to hear my husband get castigated for burping into the microphone?
A lot.
A lot.
A lot.
She gets really
man
upset. Very much. Very upset.
Hey, please, Tommy. Is that what she says on that episode? You're going to eat the Reese cup?
She says,
right now?
Please have a little respect.
Please have a little respect. Mm-hmm. Look at you eating your Reese cup right now.
Well, when would I eat it?
Listen. Like they can hear you chewing. I mean,
chewing
whoever's
what?
Got earbuds and can hear you chom-choking like a...
I'm not chom-choking.
Like the dog. That's how Theo eats.
Mm.
You letting it melt in your...
Mm.
You know, it's funny when I see you eating and you've got that hair around your mouth. From here, it looks like a butthole.
It doesn't look like a butthole.
Looks like you just put food in your butthole and your butthole's chewing it.
Oh.
What do I look like to you sometimes? Like right now? Like what animal am I?
I don't know.
Sometimes my dark under eye circles, I look like a raccoon or a ferret.
Yeah. I see more of a possum look in your face.
Like a pointy nose, kind of?
Yeah, you look kind of like a rat. That's what I normally see.
What kind of rat? Like a sewer rat?
Yeah, like a swamp rat.
A swamp? I don't know if I've seen one of those. Like in Florida?
Yeah.
You shoot them, right?
Yeah, you shoot them. Shooting you.
They're real big. Like those banana rats that you saw in Cuba, or like, is that what you're talking about?
No, that's Nutria.
Nutria.
Yeah.
Do I look like that?
Yeah, that too. Yeah. Yeah, you look like that. Yeah.
You're a little hostile today, and I think I know why.
Why?
You're backed up.
What do you mean?
You got poison running through your veins.
You think so?
Through your beans. Yeah. You're full. I can tell when you haven't dumped clips.
Mm-hmm.
You're shorter with everything. You get rageful.
Mm-hmm.
And you're really aggressive. I feel like we need to dump some clips today. Mm. Today.
Well, I've never had to worry about pleasing a woman. So I'm going to just do what I do. I've got to bang her out, and bang her out better than any other porn schmuck has ever banged her out, because I'm the fucking king. And I'm sure, even after all the men that she's been with, she'll never forget getting banged by Brace.
So you think I need to be like that right now?
I think you are. You're a DEFCON.
That bad right now?
Well, you're not as aggressive, but I do sense that you need to dump your clip. Big time.
I'm not going to argue with you.
Big time.
I'm not going to argue
with
you.
What was that?
Nothing.
You just slapped your fist.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. They could hear it. You guys didn't. You guys heard that. You looked at me menacingly, and then you smacked your fist. What does that mean? What does that mean?
Nothing. You said
you put my head in the dog bowl.
You said I seem more aggressive, and I need to dump my clip.
You know what I did for you?
What's that?
I see. I made the good smells happen. Like you like.
You know what? Can I tell you that I'm really a fan? You know this of good smells, but
you are. It calms the bear.
It calms the bear down. But I have to encourage people to get into good smells.
Mm.
And this device, we went shopping one time, and for hours, we tried to get this to happen without knowing we were looking for that.
Mm.
And it was to no avail, right?
Well, I think the problem was you and I took a trip to Bed Bath & Beyond one day.
Right.
And we realized we liked the smell
mm-hmm.
of eucalyptus.
Eucalyptus of all... I realized before then that I loved that smell. But we were like, how do we make this smell exist just
in
our
the home?
Yeah.
Every time. And then we went
to a lot of spas have it. If you go to a spa, you're like, what is
they
that?
They spray it in like the showers. Mm-hmm. So it smells like a clean, whole smell.
Yeah.
But then when we went to Bed Bath & Beyond, everything they got is like lavender or sandalwood.
Or they were like, yeah, it's eucalyptus. They're bath salts. We were like,
what the fuck am I going to do with a bath
take baths.
Salt? I can't do the bath salt.
The thing is, I don't take baths. That's what I told her.
It activates my chankers.
I don't take any baths.
Yeah, I mean, who's got time for a bath for crying out loud?
Mm-hmm.
But we did do. So now my hippie friend Molly,
mm-hmm.
she said this to me a while ago. She's like, you got to get like a diffuser. But you know, whenever she says something hippie talk, I just kind of shut it down. Like,
shut it down.
All right, hippie.
Yep.
We don't do that. And then I went to Whole Foods. And I saw that they had the oil of the eucalyptus. And then you can buy like a little diffuser for like $7. And then you put water in it. You put a little candle under it.
Explain this contraption.
Well, okay. So it's made out of stone. It's like mm-hmm. a box that's kind of got a fancy hippie design on it. Okay. But it's made out of stone. So
right.
it gets real hot. And then you put like a little tea light at the bottom of the contraption. And then there's like a bowl, a tiny little bowl of water. You put water in it. And then you put in the oil. Put like 6 drops in there of what you want the room to smell like.
Yes, and we chose eucalyptus. And let me tell you something.
Mm.
It
mm.
really puts me in a calm, relaxed,
calm, submissive energy.
Bear state of mind. I feel like I've gone into my den to hibernate. I'm full and I want to relax.
Right.
And I very much enjoy that.
But isn't that something, how a smell does kind of put you in a complete, or music?
Oh, yeah.
Music, especially for me, is
music's
very
huge.
Very, I don't know what the word is, transportative. It transports me to a different place emotionally. And then a good smell like this, man.
Yeah.
Really turns your jam around.
Yeah, absolutely. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
I like it too. Really a lot.
You know what I like the smell of a lot is there's a particular smell. Like, I like the smell of soil,
mm-hmm.
like fresh soil. I like the smell of Mexican hotels. Like, there's a smell of Mexico. I don't know what it is.
Really?
Yeah. It's certain countries smell a certain way.
Yeah. It's good.
Well, wait a minute. Maybe it.
Right.
Yes, that's the smell of Mexico.
Is that what you're talking about?
That's the smell. Yes. Sorry. That's. I had a hard time remembering, and that is a smell.
Yeah, and that's the smell you're talking about that you like.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Okay.
No, Mexico has like a real earthy smell. Hungary has a real smoky smell. It smells like smoked meats there when I get off the plane. I swear to God, every country does smell
they
different.
They do. Peru, I remember many times, you get off and you're like, you can smell it. Right. And when you leave there and you get back here, like to the stage, you know, the smell is gone, but it's in your suitcase.
Yeah, man. Smells, yeah, you got it.
It smells like the country.
That's right.
It's the weirdest thing, right?
That's what's up.
Yeah.
And what does America smell like?
It just smells...
like number one?
It smells like number one.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like the best.
Yeah, it does kind of smell like that. Yeah.
Girl, get your life.
Get your life.
Yeah.
So that's good. So I'm really glad we got this, because I feel like this is like a $9 investment completely changed the whole...
yeah,
dynamic in our home.
Yeah, so it's the best. I highly recommend it, and it really is great for just maxing out. If you want to take a nap, put that smell in the air. It's great. I totally relax to it. It's great.
It's like we're in a spa, babe.
Yeah,
it's like we're out.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
A little update for you guys on the butthole ice cube situation.
Oh, yeah.
So we called that guy, the service guy, and he was supposed to come tomorrow, but looks like he's coming Friday.
So we're delayed a little bit.
So we're delayed in getting you all the update on the butthole cubes.
Yeah, I know that you guys are like, well, I haven't slept. I'm not feeding my children.
I go to work today, yesterday.
I don't know what else is. It's a big deal. I understand that.
Butthole.
So So we'll get an update, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, we got to get to the bottom of this because let's face it, you and I haven't used ice cubes in how long now?
Long time, because they smell like a butthole.
Yeah. You cannot use anything that, you can't put anything in your mouth that tastes like a butthole.
It smells so strong.
It's really bungy. Yeah, I don't like that.
I think the sad thing is when we were going through this, I thought back, I was like, I've definitely went ahead, not in this house, but in other places, had dicey ice cubes and just drank them.
So have I. Because sometimes if you put it like in a vodka drink or something.
Yeah, you're like, ooh.
Yeah, big deal.
Fuck it.
But you push past it because you mix it with other things.
Yeah, and alcohol. You're like, there's alcohol in there.
For sure.
Fine. I mean, I know there's diarrhea in these ice cubes, but I'm going to go ahead and just, you know, drink around that.
I'm just going to get cholera.
That's fine. How many times, do you ever think about how many times something that was on your hands got you
daily,
sick, that you put
daily,
in your mouth?
Bro, daily.
Fuck.
Daily. You know, I did it today because I was like, God, I haven't really washed my hands enough today.
Yeah.
Because I'm extremely diligent of hand washings after shows, after, you know, you shake everybody's hand. The first thing I do.
Absolutely fanatical about that.
I run to the green room and I wash my hands. And it's not because I think everybody's diseased, which they are, but it's that's exactly how you get sick. So we got to cut down on, and people think, oh, you crazy. Yeah. But because we travel every week, I can't afford to get sick. You can't afford to get sick.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Today I was like,
I've taken vitamins, by the way.
Oh, you did?
Four days in a row.
Wow.
That's a lot of days for me.
What kind of multi?
Yeah.
Good for you, buddy.
I sat next to a lady that works for the vitamin. She oversees the vitamin manufacturing for a major company. And I was like, what do you think of... I was like, do you know a lot about vitamins? She's like, yeah, I run the division.
Yeah, dummy.
Yeah,
jeez.
I was like, all right. And I was like, you know, because I have friends that take like 1,000% of every vitamin. She's like, you're doing more damage than you are help to yourself.
Really? Why is that?
Because your body, you're overworking the body. It can't process that high of a percentage.
Yeah, you're going to excrete it anyways, right? It
comes out of you. And she's like, once you get over like 200% of the daily.
Doesn't matter.
She's like, it's completely nonsense. You're wasting
waste.
Your time.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Speaking of knowing when you're getting yourself sick, I was in Veracruz, Mexico, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago. And I ordered a margarita knowing that the ice was like,
bad ice.
It's kind of dicey. And I drank it anyways. And I got to tell you, there is nothing like Mexican diarrhea.
That margarita did it?
To jumpstart a weight loss program. I mean, I lost 10 pounds because I had diarrhea like all month.
Yeah.
Like I came home from Mexico and I had diarrhea for a long time.
I remember back in the day when I used to go to Peru as a kid, they were like, absolutely, do not touch the water.
Don't even look at it, right?
They drink it.
Yeah.
But they're like, we're conditioned to it.
Yeah.
They're like, you'll get sick. And it was like ice, they're like, don't put any ice cubes. And they're also like, don't have any fish because the fish that lives
drink
in our
water.
Drink
the water, yeah.
And there's a couple times where it just slips your mind, and it was just right to Butthole River City. It was really, really intense.
Did you drink out of the Amazon, or where did you?
It was just bad, man. I you know what it was.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
God damn! God. I don't want to get diarrhea in DR, man.
I know, man.
That's the only problem with going abroad is like you're. But you know something? I was thinking about this. Is I used to get road ass every week. I haven't had road ass in like months. So maybe my body is building a tolerance to all these foreign places that I go to now.
It builds up. I think it builds up the more that you do it, man.
You know, I haven't had a good bout of diarrhea in long time.
Yeah.
Long time. Have
long
I
long time.
Have I had productive days? Sure.
You shit and you're like, hey.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
Remember you tweeted that text of mine where I was like, I shit, and then I went and sent an email, and then
went
I made
back to shit.
More shit.
I don't think anyone's forgotten that. That was a really big update that you gave us all. That was really neat.
It was
really a neat story.
Thanks, babe.
Yeah.
How are you today, though? I know you've been stressed out.
Man, I had a big meeting today.
You did.
I've been basically gearing up for this meeting, just so our listeners know, for about almost a year.
It's a huge deal.
Just to get to this meeting, which isn't even the definitive meeting. It was a year to do this preliminary meeting.
Oh my goodness. It's a lot. It's a lot to work up to one day. And then you didn't even get a lot of notice on this meeting. It was like...
No, it was real short. Well, they found out I was going out of town. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's the thing about, like, Hollywood is all about, like, you know, right in the moment.
Urgency.
So, like I said, a year this thing has been, like, I knew it was going to come together at some point. And then they're like, come in, like, Thursday or Tuesday. And I was like, neither are an option. And then they were like, oh, come in tomorrow.
God damn it. That's just the secret.
Yeah.
You have to be like, nah, I can't do anything.
Yeah.
Except right now. And then you'll get stuff.
It's exactly. And then, of course, because today's meeting went well, thank Christ, they were like, great. This means more meetings. So you're available next week, right? No. The week after? I'm like, no. And they're like, well, I mean, if you're not available for meetings then when are you available for meetings?
We got to have meetings. We got to sit at a table and drink water.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to be evasive about the meetings.
It was about your AIDS.
Babe. What? It wasn't about my AIDS.
What was it about?
I could say it was about show business.
It was show business, yeah.
It was a show business meeting with the president.
Was it about you trimming your beard in the sink and getting the hairs on my toothbrush?
I really need to dump this clip.
Okay, babe.
Yeah.
Can you wait until we get through the podcast?
Not really. Why don't we do it on the podcast?
Babe.
Come on.
Juice.
Come on.
Okay. You know what I do when I get stressed out?
What? I've been very stressed, though. That's the whole point.
I know. And you know what you do when you get stressed out?
What?
You eat your hands.
I do, yeah. What else do I do?
Well, that's the big one. I can always tell, first of all, when you're thinking, yeah, because you like to, you take your forefinger and then you rub it up and down against your thumbs.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I know you're thinking a thought, right? Like, usually.
That's true. And I look up, right, at the sky?
Well, you have to look up at your thoughts.
Right.
Like, when Tom's not thinking, it's just.
Okay.
And I know, like, oh, that's normal, Tom. But then every now and then, inspiration, God will speak to you, whatever, and then you'll have to look up and to the right, and that means you're examining the thought you just got, and then you agree with the thought in your head because you go, yeah, that's a good idea, and like you shake your head yes.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like when you're in a good place. But when you're in a bad place, it's a lot of that. A lot of you put your fingers in your mouth, like you gnaw on it, like the way Theo gnaws on his back paw. You and the dog are very similar, by the way.
Oh my God.
Theo eats. And he comes up to me, and then he goes, and he burps in my face.
Yeah.
He farts constantly, and he chews on his paws like you do. There you go. But when you're stressed out, you're quiet. You get real quiet. You don't like to share a lot. You get very withdrawn. I noticed that. You go into your cave. You retreat. You like to play your games more. You get into more Candy Crush.
No, that's when I'm coming down off of super stressed. I'm super stressed. I won't do it.
No, that's not true. Remember that time we checked Theo into the hospital and then you were on your iPhone? Oh, you weren't playing a game. You were just on your iPhone, maybe.
Yeah, I was on my iPhone. I wasn't playing a game.
Okay.
Yeah. It sounded like it was a lot of feelings towards the way you said that.
Yeah, it was a kind of a major emotional day. And I looked over and you're like, oh, who fucking tweeted me? And I was like, I'm going to... Because my inclination when bad things happen, like when we were in the... ER and we were told that our dog was probably going to die. My thing is like, let's talk about this. Holy fuck, this is terrible.
Right, but you're putting on me the way you deal with it.
Yeah, I know, Dr. Laura, but I'm just saying, I didn't even get there yet. I was just saying that I need to express things and then you get quiet and withdrawn.
Right, which is the point I'm saying. I know.
You're
you know what?
You don't have to express yourself. Dude, I talked about this with my shrink. Yeah, I know.
But you're forgetting that we're having a conversation right now that people are listening to it, so you should kind of go into more detail than being I know.
I was gonna.
Okay.
Boy, I was gonna get there. You gotta be patient with me.
Okay.
But anyways, it irritated me that you were so quiet, and then remember I yelled at you in the room? I was like, fucking say something to me. And you're like, I can't. And then we fought and stuff.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's HIMS.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
That's your story? Why don't you just explain it more?
I mean, I was, and then I feel like you're looking at me as though to say, like, don't talk about this. Do you not want me to share this, or can I?
You can definitely share this. What are you talking about?
Oh, I couldn't tell if you were like, shut the fuck up, or...
No, tell me.
Oh, okay, God. No, I mean, I understand that that's how you express your feelings, is to bottle them up and let them simmer and turn into cancer. I understand that's how you process trauma. I need to address the trauma as it's happening. I can't fucking just stay quiet. That drives me crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the story?
Right now. I mean, I don't know where you wanted this to go.
Well, you were like, can I hold on? You didn't say anything. I mean,
I forget what the fuck the point was. You're stressed out right now. And I do wish that you would open up a little, but you know what? I get it. That's how you process. I can't
it
force
is.
You out of
and,
your shell.
And the other thing
I don't
is
want
that,
to force you out of your shell.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing is that, like, you know, me getting on my phone when I do that is how I'm dealing with it. It's not because I'm dying to see some update online. It's because that's how I cope.
How did you cope before the iPhone?
Well, I don't know, but I'm just saying that, like, my own way of coping in that moment was doing that. That's how I coped.
Right, and I acknowledge that. I saw my shrink, and we discussed it. I acknowledge that in the room. Remember, you said that, and I go, okay, well, I get it, but I'm still fucking annoyed with you.
Okay. Yeah, I guess so. You're a terrible person.
Let's just end the show. I can't fucking take this shit anymore. Just so you know,
yeah,
I'm at level...
You ain't my bitch, nigga.
I'm at level 36 of Candy Crush now.
Yeah.
Where are you?
I think I'm at 32.
I remember 32.
You remember that?
So long ago.
Yeah.
You've got so far.
Do you think that, like, you think that I'll get to your level or no?
Never.
No.
You've got so much work to do. You've got so far to go. Wait, what do I do when I get stressed out? Let's talk about that. That's more interesting than Candy Crush.
What do you do when you get stressed out? You give a shorter temper.
Yeah, I get freaked out.
Yeah.
I get freaked out.
You voice your panic more.
Yeah.
And it manifests itself into other things other than what you're stressed out about. So.
Look at you enlightened. Look at you insightful.
Well, I mean, I live with you, so.
Well, I didn't think you paid attention, though.
Okay. I can tell when you're stressed out. Believe me. People in the next county can tell. Yeah. Fucking man, you get a shorter fuse. Yeah. You can see it in your eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, you get bothered by, you express that you're bothered by little things that normally wouldn't bother you that much. And I can tell it's not that. It's whatever's stressing you out.
Yeah. You know what I realized too? Is that, like, I spend so much time trying to stay level. Like, I put a lot of time and energy into just trying to stay even keeled, and that never works. Like, you know what I mean? I put more energy into that than I do just dealing with, like, day-to-day shit.
Oh, right.
Because I'm so afraid of becoming stressed out,
mm-hmm.
and then that never fucking works, you know? When I'm just trying to stay zen all the time. Because then the problems still come. Like, you can't... Like, I don't understand how people stay zen and, like, perfect all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's almost fucking impossible. How do you stay normal?
It's a good question, man.
I mean, you're pretty calm most of the time.
Yeah, I mean, but I think you do a good job of it too when you're saying how do people do it.
No, but I fester and I obsess and then I see my shrink and then I talk about it and then I'm way better though. But like, you don't see a shrink, so how do you fucking, how do you cope with feelings and stuff?
Just let them eat away at you. I just deal with the, I don't know, everybody struggles with it. It's just whether or not you address it. Unless you just don't give a shit. Yeah, of course. I mean, when you say, like, you mean trying to be normal, really? Like, is that how you mean it? Like, you struggle with trying to be normal?
It takes a lot for me emotionally to stay at, yeah, I would say to stay at the level of functioning. Yeah, I work really hard at just being at, like, a functioning place. No, like in a place where I'm pretty content. I don't want to say happy because I think that happiness is like too erratic. Mm-hmm. But like listen, here's what I do. I watch Super Soul Sundays. You know that.
That helps?
You know that. Yeah, I love Oprah, Maya Angelou.
But does that help?
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah, I meditate. I got the app on my phone. I'm on the airplane. I chant to Lakshmi or whoever the fuck, right?
Yeah.
I like to read Wayne Dyer books. I got those. I listen to Hay House Radio, which is hippie radio.
Yeah.
Try to calm those bad thoughts.
Okay, you remember how
I see a shrink.
How I told you that I haven't felt relaxed the last couple of days, and I've been more stressed out, and I've also told you that I haven't been working out like I was.
Yeah.
That hurts a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't mean just the physical aspect. That stuff really works as far as keeping me calm, keeping me feel balanced.
Oh, right. Like exercise.
The really intense exercise does.
That does. Yes. Yes. Because I think you have a lot of like testosterone and man rage in you. Like you're a dude. You're wired.
Yeah,
kill
but I think even further than that, it just really provides a balance.
Yeah, that's good.
Which I'm not addressing for the last 2 weeks.
Oh, and that's why you're bummed out.
Yes.
Oh, I hear you.
Yes.
You know what? The exercise stuff, it definitely helps me, but I'm not a rigorous exerciser. Like, that's just, it's never been in my DNA. It's never going to be in my fucking...
It's fine.
I've been lazy since the time I was a child. I would during recess, I would lay down on a bench. That's who I was from day one.
You were just be philosophical on that bench?
Absolutely. If I could have started smoking cigarettes in third grade, I would have. I started at 12 years old. I should have started at 9.
12?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I wish I could have been... Yeah, I should have started smoking much earlier. But yeah.
Is that when you did those nudie pics? Were you 12 then?
That was 9.
9?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Nudie pics. You saw those?
Yeah.
Where'd you see those?
They're framed.
Oh, those. My grandma's house.
Yeah. It's so weird. But you said that's a Hungarian thing.
Yeah.
You guys just do that.
That was stupid. What does Peru have? Hungary has porn.
Yeah.
What is Peru known for?
Ceviche.
Oh, ceviche is delicious.
Yeah.
Chocolates.
Chocolate. Coca leaves?
Ayahuasca. Have you done that?
I have not done ayahuasca. I heard that TED talk from the guy that said that an ayahuasca experience made him quit smoking weed after being a daily weed smoker for like 27 years.
Get the fuck out of here.
He said the ayahuasca helped him break the habit.
Specifically, did he say? Like, what
he
about
did
that
say,
drug?
It's a pretty intense talk. Here, let me look it up for 1 second.
Ayahuasca is gooder than a bitch. I do believe that certain drugs help you vision quest things. For instance, I smoke marijuana, and I usually smoke it alone. I'm not a social smoker. I'll smoke some weed, preferably the down kind. I like to smoke a kush.
Yeah.
And then I go on a vision quest. I lay on the bed, and I close my eyes, and I think about problems that I have that I need the answers to. And I'm telling you, when you smoke the weed...
It can happen. It opens you up, right?
Weed fucking is the answer to everything, I think, yeah.
After 6 million years of boredom, the evolutionary ascent of our species from the last common ancestor with the chimpanzee, something extraordinary happened to us less than 100,000 years ago, which, by the way, is long after we'd become...
All right, well, I'm not going to search for this.
These TED Talks are real fucking drag.
But this is Graham Hancock. If you want to look up his talk, Graham Hancock. Cock in his name. Can we talk about that for a second, though? Not Graham Hancock, but how weed can help you through your vision
quest?
Yeah,
dude. I believe in weed. I believe in the power of weed.
Can I tell you what weed will do sometimes? Hmm. I feel like weed helps you confront what you put on the back shelf. It's all weed.
Interesting.
But some, like, basically, just to function as a human being, we put things on the back shelf so that they're not consuming our consciousness.
Of course.
And there are certain...
Your unconscious mind, if
right.
you will.
There are certain strands, because different ones have a different effect. I don't know about for you. For me, definitely.
I can't touch a sativa to save my life.
Why?
Because I get hypercritical. I get paranoid.
Yeah.
I turn into... I hear my mother's voice of criticism.
Mm-hmm.
The indica, like, it turns all that down and then taps into the real, the essence of me, if you will. Go ahead.
Well, I don't like the paranoia that some strands get to me, but some of them, I can really see the thing that I'm not addressing in my life.
Right. The vision quest.
The vision quest. And I got to say, I'm not a daily, even weekly, sometimes not even monthly consumer, smoker, but just a little bit will sometimes open me up.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It's an amazing
sometimes. I'm so overwhelmed with life. Mm-hmm. I get overwhelmed with everything. And the only thing I can do is stay home, close the blinds, smoke a fucking blunt, and chill out, dude. And just like watch Oprah Super Soul Sunday, or maybe just go on my little vision quest, maybe start writing some stuff down and get to the heart of darkness, if you will. Get into my sweat lodge, close the door, fucking get weird in there, man. I like that.
I like it too. I really like I said, accessing that shelf.
Mm-hmm.
I really like it.
Because you can do that, actually. You can do that in talk therapy. If you, like, I go to a psychotherapist who's like, fuck, this broad is so smart. Like, it's a PhD, real deal. We get in there, we get deep in it. You can access the unconscious stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes longer if you don't use drugs. And I tell her sometimes, like, dude, I was on a fucking weed vision quest.
Yeah.
And I had this crazy thought. And what is that all about? And then she'll go through it with me and dissect it. It's pretty rad.
Yeah,
but you know what, though? I think weed's better than acid in terms of, like, opening you
up. I never did acid.
Acid's, I think, too intense visually. And it's too over... At least for me, I was overwhelmed. I was overstimulated. So it doesn't lend itself to, like, self-exploration the way weed gives you that.
I do also feel like, I mean, I don't feel like weed is responsible for creativity, but I do feel like it can help you tap in to some of your creativity that's already there. In other words,
it's
almost like accessing that shelf again.
It blocks down the ego. It takes away the ego,
You can be, like, on a writer's block, take... Just like a puff and be like, oh.
And then it's there.
Yeah.
Heroin, too, apparently, is a great drug for crazy.
I've always enjoyed it. I pulled up a little bit of his thing here about it. Let's see what he says.
Where there are still surviving shamanistic cultures today and where they drink the powerful visionary brew, ayahuasca, of which the active ingredient is dimethyltryptamine, DMT, which is actually closely related at the molecular level to psilocybin. Now, normally, DMT cannot be activated orally. When we encounter it in the West, it's generally smoked. There's an enzyme in our stomachs called monoamine oxidase, which switches off DMT on contact. But in the Amazon, they've got... round this problem, and they say it was the spirits that taught them how to do it. The DMT in the ayahuasca brew is contained in these leaves from a plant that they call chacruna in the Amazon. And there they mix it together with this vine, and out of the 150,000 different species of plants and trees in the Amazon, this is the one that contains a monoamine oxidase inhibitor.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, what's the Amazon?
The Amazon. Isn't that crazy, though, that basically our stomachs are built to shut off the reactor to that drug, and they found, of all the 150,000 plant species, the one to mix it with so that it stays activated.
So crazy.
So that you can still consume it orally and have it have the effect on you. That's bananas, man. Right?
There's a puke factor with ayahuasca.
Definitely.
That I don't like.
Which switches off that enzyme in our stomachs and allows the DMT in the leaves, when the two are married together and cooked in water, to be absorbed orally, and takes us on a four-hour journey into extraordinary realms. Now, it's no joke to drink ayahuasca. The ayahuasca brew it has a foul taste, really, really hideous, and a dreadful, dreadful smell. Hmm. And after you've drunk your cup, you'll find within 45 minutes or so that you're sweating, that you're feeling nauseous. Pretty soon you may well be vomiting, you may well have diarrhea.
Fuck
so
that.
You know, nobody's doing this for recreation. And I'd like to add that I don't think any of the psychedelics should be used for recreation. They have much more serious and important mission with humanity.
Mm.
So we're not doing this for fun. But what draws people to ayahuasca again and again to brace themselves for this experience, and you do have to brace yourself, is its extraordinary effects at the level of consciousness. And one of those effects has to do with creativity, and we can see the creative cosmogenic impulse of ayahuasca in the paintings of ayahuasca shamans from Peru, like the paintings of Pablo Amaringo here, those richly saturated colors, the amazing visions that they reproduce. And this creative impulse has also spread to Western artists. Many Western artists now have been deeply influenced by ayahuasca and are also painting their visions. And as these paintings show, another universal experience of ayahuasca is the encounter with seemingly intelligent entities which communicate with us telepathically. Now, I'm making no claim.
Whoa.
I don't know, man.
I don't know, dude.
What the fuck?
Certainly an interesting talk, though. So if you guys want to check it out, the TED Talk by Graham Hancock. He goes on, and he definitely addresses how it helped him. I don't know how, but it helped him kick his habitual chronic marijuana
addiction. You know what? I take it back about acid, though. I think acid does, it expands your consciousness to understand that we are not just our words and our thoughts. Like, I do remember being like, oh, we're all connected in this journey. You do feel a sense of oneness. You do feel that your ego is broken down, because you're made into this childlike blob of sensations and
visuals. Would you do it again?
Visuals? No, I'm too old.
Really?
Yeah, I think you have to be young. You have to be really like okay with not doing anything for the next 2 or 3 days. Because it took me down. Because like you're frying for like, I mean, I would fry for like, I don't know, 12 hours. And then the next day, you're just depressed and you're fucked up. You're fucked up for like 2 or 3 days. It's hard as an adult when you have responsibility, right?
Yeah.
You can't be doing acid.
Yeah.
I don't know. Does anyone do acid anymore?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't heard anybody doing acid.
They definitely do mushrooms.
Yeah. That's a little easier. It's lesser.
Yeah.
Less time. Frying. Freaking out.
I'm freaking out, man.
I freaked out on acid.
I'm freaking out, man.
Anyways, so you know that your cousin Jeanette was texting me, and she was saying how this guy, like, she's like looking for dates, you know? And he's like, I love to go camping. I love to go hiking.
Oh.
That's what she was like. I can't. No way. I'm thinking the same thing, right?
No. I am.
Nightmare.
You learn things about yourself, and nothing fucking turns me off more than camping. I've been invited by countless friends.
Drag.
Brian and Iris.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going camping in Joshua Tree.
Like, have fun, hippies.
Tell me all about it, and don't show me pictures because I'm not interested in that either. I hate camping.
I hate it too. What do you hate most?
You know what? I'm a modern day fucking comfort person.
You like your good smells?
I like good smells. I like Wi-Fi. I don't care. I'm not into that. I mean, I like what I like. I don't feel badly about it. And I'm not like anti-nature. You know, I like going out on the water.
Yeah.
I love being on a boat. I love that kind of stuff. But I'm just, I don't like setting up a tent.
Ugh,
I don't like
I don't even
sleeping
know how.
In the well, I don't care if someone sets it up for me. I don't like it. I like being indoors in a fucking
in
place
a cave
that has, yeah, I like
with a people's pillow.
I like people's beds. I like showers. I like all that shit. And I don't want to do, oh, there's a communal shower over
fuck
here.
Fuck.
I don't
that,
like any of that
dude.
Shit. I like houses. Fuck. I like hotels. I'm just not into that shit, man.
But what about, I mean,
I didn't even like it when I went camping as a kid. I didn't like it.
You did that?
Well, like, you know, there was like those like father son, you know, weekend.
You mean bear and cub?
Yeah. You jerk the other dads off, like those kind of weekend
wait,
trips.
What?
It's something that every boy knows what I'm talking
you're
about.
You're a bear. I thought the bears love.
No, I don't like it.
Climbing trees, hiding in caves,
no.
Killing tourists.
I don't like it.
Chewing car seats.
Garbage. There's certain outdoor nature activities that I've done that I really enjoyed. I loved whitewater rafting. That was a thrill.
That's dangerous, I think.
Very fun. I've done that a few times, and I've really enjoyed it. You know what I like to do when I'm done? I get in a car, and I drive back to a hotel. I don't like sleeping out there. I don't like it.
Terrible.
And if you want to talk about, like, oh, a campfire, cool. Let's sit around there, and then when I'm done, I'll go back to the room.
See you later.
I don't want to sleep out there.
I agree.
I don't like it.
I agree. I've never been camping in my life. Road rules, they kind of pretend like you're camping, but you're not really.
Why are we going to pretend? Here's what bothers me about it. On a fundamental level, we are pretending that we have to deal with the inconveniences of being out there.
I know. That's why we built houses.
Let's fucking start this fire from these two sticks. Why?
I know.
I can click heat on. Fuck your mother.
I know. Like, I like these survival guys on TV sometimes. But at the same time, you're like, come on, man. You don't need to do this shit.
You don't need to do it, man.
Yeah.
I know this whole thing. Well, what if you're in the situation? Why would I be in that situation?
I don't need to be in that situation, bro.
Yeah. I'm never going to be in that situation.
Yeah. Camping sounds like misery. Like complete.
Modern day dude.
You know what I do like, though? And it speaks to the Euro trash inside of me.
What?
An RV park.
I told you this. I called you like a week ago. I was like, I think I want to do one of these trips in an RV.
Yeah. Why not, man? Let's do it.
I like that.
Well, because when we did road rules, we did have to sleep in RV parks from time to time.
Yeah.
And they're fucking, at least in Australia, I don't know what they're like in America, but they're super nice, dude. Like, you got your showers, you got your, you know, restrooms. It's like a community. People are super chill, super nice. You hook up your RV to, like, the electric source. It's not bad. It's, like, it's pretty chill.
You know, one of the bummers, though, I was seeing these things. The nice RV places, they charge you an arm and a leg. Once you go over a certain mileage, it's like, well, what's the point of renting the RV if you're not going to drive the fuck out of it?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. They're like, oh, you know, you get 100 miles, and then after that, you pay us this much a mile.
So, like, kiss my ass.
I know. Kiss the inside of my ass.
You know what? It's funny. Leanne Kreischer invited us years ago. I guess they do like a trip to Catalina every now and then, and they camp in Catalina. And this is when we were first kind of making friends with them. And I had to be like, yeah, no, that does sound
fun.
Does
sound neat, yeah.
And eventually I was like, look, Leanne, I got to tell you, Tommy and I are the two uncampiest campers you've ever known.
No.
She's like, no, it's fine. You just, at night, you can wear your bathing suit. You swim during the day. And then, you know, your bathing suit dries because you wear it all day. And it's fine. I was like, I don't fucking, there's no way, man. No. Life is hard enough. Do we have to go camping on top of it?
The our neighbor just told us, he said, hey, this August, I'm going to Catalina. Let me get like this whole campground. It's just come out, come one, come all. Like, so you just come and, you know, we just camp out for like a week.
Jerk each other off by the campfire.
I was like, yeah. I was like, let me talk to Christina about that. I'll get back to you.
It sounds terrible.
Because I definitely did that trip as a kid when I jerked off my dad's friends. So... Let me look into that, man. It does sound like a good time.
It does sound like a good time.
Yeah. Jesus.
I had a boss who would go to the Salton Sea, which is, have you ever heard of the Salton Sea here in California? It's like, I don't even know where the hell it is. It's apparently like.
I've heard of it. Is that here?
It's here, a Salton Sea.
Oh.
And it's a smelly, disgusting sea that has salt on it. It's like crystallized, smelly salt.
Yeah.
And like, people love going there. They float in like an inner tube and you just get drunk and you piss in the ocean, in the sea, not an ocean, in the sea. Like, that's the whole allure, is that like, man, you just get fucked up and float. Like, you could do that in your pool and then go back into your house. And they camp out there. That's the fun.
So fucking weird.
Yeah, but you can't take it. Where do you shit when you go camping? Where do you go pee?
If you're doing true nature shitting, I think you dig a hole and you shit in that.
Oh, get your life.
Yeah, I know.
Why?
Some, the modern ones have, porta potties or a place you can go. But yeah, you're supposed to just shit in the woods. That.
One time when I was 11 in summer camp, we spent the night on a beach. Like, we went to Zuma Beach or whatever, and we spent the night. It's so fucking miserable to sleep outdoors.
Yeah.
The next morning by 6 a.m., your sleeping bag is covered in dew. You're freezing cold.
It's no fun.
And I've also spent the night out on a sidewalk waiting for tickets, like concert tickets as a teenager.
Yeah.
It's so fucking hard to sleep outside in the elements. Even if it's sleeping, I'm telling you, to be homeless is very fucking hard. I couldn't imagine that. That's what I was for one night.
But that's what it took you to. You're like, being homeless is rough, actually.
Well, because I was camping out for... I camped on the streets of Hollywood as a teenager to get Susie and the Banshee tickets.
Okay. You know what it's like to be homeless.
And I was like, this is just what it's like.
Yeah.
But no, one night out on the street, you're like, Dad, this sucks. Like, it's so fucking cold.
I think I know that it sucks without having been there. Can we talk about this for a second? Speaking of outdoors and camping and being a bear, there's a video that we were sent let me just play it. This is a real video, and it begins with there's a bear, a real bear, up in the tree. And the people on the video shoot for real this bear. Let me see here.
I don't know. I feel about that.
I know it's weird.
I'm going to eat this Reese cup.
She got it.
That's a bear.
Oh, my God.
Good job.
Woo!
So weird. Then they're poking at the bear.
Like that.
I know it's very
pardon me if I don't last a long time, sweetheart. It is cold.
This guy's fucking her now with her hands on the bear. Mm-hmm. And he just said, pardon me if I don't last a long time. It's cold.
Shake that bear. Shake that bear.
He says, shake that bear. This video is disturbing.
Yeah,
it's
disturbing. I'm not into it.
So just to be clear what's going on, a bear that they kill is a small bear, so it's a young bear.
Oh, good, good.
Is dead. She has both of her hands on it.
On the dead bear
On the dead bear carcass. Mm-hmm. And this guy is banging her from behind, and he's like, shake that bear.
It's so weird.
It's so weird.
Can't yell too loud because the hound guys are right over
Don't
there.
Don't be too loud.
They're right over there.
What's the fetish here? I don't understand.
Fucking on a dead animal, I guess. And it's a real dead animal. And, he's fucking her.
Get him close. Close. Come in. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Oh. Fuck yeah.
So weird, nice, man. And warm.
So weird. I've never, ever... I don't know. And then there's these pit bulls that are pulling at the dead bear. They're dragging the dead bear. I've never seen anything like this. One of the most bizarre things I've ever seen.
You know, there's everything, man, for pornography.
Yeah.
Someone's fetish is to shoot a bear. This is such a specific fetish. Here's my idea. I want to shoot a bear down from a tree.
Really shoot the bear, yeah.
And kill it and then have a girl... over the bear.
How do you think of that?
And then shake the bear, and then I have sex with you. It doesn't even make sense.
I mean, the only redeeming part of that video was hearing the guy say, shake that bear.
Shake the bear, yeah. That was the best part.
That was definitely the best part. I don't like hunting. I didn't realize that I didn't like that until I got older.
Yeah.
I really don't like it.
It's inhumane, man.
If
you're not eating the animal.
Yeah, if you're just fucking on the animal and then letting dogs kind of yank it around afterwards, you don't have to kill that bear.
Yank it around. I know, why do you have to kill it?
You don't have to kill that bear.
It's so precious. Bears are so cute.
I like that you shake that bear, but you don't have to kill that bear.
Shake that bear.
Babe.
Oh, shake it.
Oh, man.
What was it like jerking your dad's friends off?
It was great. We had a good time. My dad's friends were cool.
Cheers.
I got all that.
Your little boy hands.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop it. Have your sisters heard the episode yet?
Yes.
The bonus episode?
Maria texted me 4 times over the last few days to point out. Other people pointed this out to me too, by the way. They're like, I like how you say, I'm going to cut that out.
And you cut it out. Never do.
But I do. That's the funny thing is that you don't realize that I've cut something out.
Oh.
So I've left in there me saying, I got to cut that out. And you're like, oh, you didn't cut anything out.
Hold
and
on.
I've already cut it
hold
out.
Hold on. Hold on. Sorry. Just so you know.
Yeah.
I just got an email from Delta Airlines.
Oh, boy.
My upgrade has been confirmed.
Isn't that the best? It's the best.
Thank you, God. See, my mom, I don't need my mother's approval when I have a platinum medallion upgrade.
Nothing better than knowing you got it already.
You think I need that bitch to love me? No.
No.
Fuck that.
No, you...
I don't care if you're not with me. I don't care if you're in coach.
Yeah.
Did you get the email?
For which flight?
From Atlanta to DR.
No.
That's going to be weird.
That's so weird.
Awkward.
You know what I can do, though?
So weird.
I think because of my elite status, I can call.
Gosh.
And correct it.
Correct
it. Tell them maybe you should put her back in.
How weird that we bought this with SkyMiles and they still.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So great.
I love Delta.
Maybe. Oh, hold on.
Check your email. I doubt it. See. There's no way. They usually email me first and then. Then they notify you.
Let's see. Your upgrade is confirmed.
Oh, don't lie.
It is.
Really?
Yeah.
You just said that.
What seat are you?
I can't tell you.
Well, tell me.
No.
Tell me.
1C.
1B.
No.
Yeah.
Don't lie.
I am. I'm looking at it
you
right now.
You swear to Christ?
Yes.
You swear on that dead bear's body?
Yes. Now, what happens if one of us... Well, okay. What happens if I get upgraded on the first leg? I'll let you have it. You know why? You're my wife and I love you.
Babe, it's super hard to Atlanta, though.
You're talking to a diamond elite member.
Dude, you know how hard it is to get it through Atlanta. Mm-hmm. That's a major... Oh, yo. Look, son. What? You're 1B?
Yeah.
You know I hate the aisle. I'm changing it to... I'm on 1D... You change yours to 1C right now.
Not right now. Let me finish
just
this.
Just do
up.
It right now.
No, I can't. I'll do it in a moment.
Fine.
Whatever. We're talking about Maria.
So she did.
So she goes, you said you're going to cut things out, and then you didn't cut it out. So this is over text. So I text back to her. I text back to her. There are things cut out that you don't realize. Like, right. I've cut it out. But the way that it's edited is it just sounds... continuous, mm-hmm. But I've actually lifted stuff out. And so she goes, this is weird that you said you're going to do it. And this is after I already replied. So I go, I did do it. You just can't tell. And she's like, oh, I loved it. Then she calls me today and she's like, hey, what's up? Blah, blah, blah. And she goes, I go, do you like the episode? She goes, yeah. You know, you say you're going to cut stuff out. And I was like, Maria. And she goes, what? And I go, I did cut stuff out. But there's like other parts where you're like doing stuff and then I can hear you doing it. And it's like, yeah, I was like weird. And I'm like, all right, man, that's cool. And then I go, what did you think of dad's impression of you? Because that to me was the funniest thing, is my dad doing an imitation of her.
Of course. And
she goes, you know, I didn't really realize I sound like that. I'm like, are you saying...
She doesn't know?
Well, but are you giving in? Because her whole thing is, I don't talk like that. And
oh,
she's like,
right,
I go,
right.
Are you saying what I think you're saying? She goes, I sound like a total fucking ditz.
Oh.
She goes, I sound like one of those fucking Bally girls. And I was like, that's what we've been making fun of for 20 years. And she was like, yeah, I didn't realize that I sound like that. And I was like, that's
whoa,
what you sound like.
This is a massive breakthrough.
It's a huge breakthrough. So I got to get her on to talk about it.
Oh my God.
But yeah.
I can't believe this. I can't believe you're just telling me this right now.
I know.
This is major.
Yeah, it was major.
I mean, this is like holding a mirror up to somebody and they're like, oh my God, I do need to shave my beard. It is overtaking my face. It is making my face look like a gigantic butthole
it's
every
true.
Time I eat something.
Babe.
Huh?
My face doesn't look like a butthole.
Like a hairy one.
Babe, huh. Please.
It's a lot. Your beard is kind of unkempt right now.
It is not.
It's a lot, babe.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe she admitted that. That's awesome.
I know.
Dude, we got so much Downton Abbey to catch up on. Are you excited?
Yeah, and I'm bringing the DVD with me.
Yeah, for sure.
Season one.
And I've been getting into a new show called Call the Midwife.
Yeah.
On BBC. It's about...
Well, what happens if you have a retard?
It's about... It takes place in 1950s East London. And it's about like EastEnders and these midwives that deliver babies. Back in the day, when you were preggers, someone came to your house, a nun or a nurse, and they delivered. That's how my father was born, actually.
Mm-mm.
Through a midwife in Germany, yeah. And in a church, he was born, and a nun delivered him.
In Bavaria?
In Bavaria. Yeah, that's how Europeans did it for many years. And it's a television show about that. It's really interesting stuff and how they dealt with retards. If your kid was born, they had an episode where this kid was born with spina bifida. And I think prior to 1950, they would just kill the kid.
Yeah.
They would just give it like an overdose of some chemical.
Chloroform.
And be like, see you later, kid. Yeah. But by 1950, they treated it. It is, and it's like, it's kind of understandable because you're like, you don't want a kid that you can't treat.
Well, especially
medically
in that mindset back then.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, you know what I mean? Before, like the way that we view that now is different. But back then you're like, this kid's all fucking weird looking. Kill it. That's basically what they were doing.
Right.
Like, that doesn't look.
This kid can't work in a factory.
Look at him.
For
His face
sure.
is all stupid. Kill that kid.
He's all wonky ad.
We got a listener track here.
Oh, okay.
Who's this from? Let me see here. Give me a second, Rudy. That is from
Theo Camille.
Well, your shit just says DB, man.
DB?
DB. Derek? Derek Booth? Is that who that is?
Derek Booth.
He's a longtime mom.
Dirty Booth. When it's time to bash the podcast now, we've had some laughs and then talked brown. When it's time to end the podcast.
Okay.
I like it.
I like it too. Yeah, it's Derek's outro song for us.
I love that. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So, why don't we go out on it then?
Let's do it.
Oh, okay. Mommies, we learned a lot today.
We did.
We learned that Tommy likes Reese cups, and you would prefer the Reese's peanut butter. What are they called?
Reese's pieces.
Pieces
in your butthole.
In your butthole.
And I don't like camping.
We both were unanimous on that one.
But I don't, because my dad's friends used to come all over my hands.
It's so awkward at the family picnics, right?
Yeah,
how did
weird.
You deal with that?
My dad said, "Just do it, buddy. These are my friends." Yeah.
And how did it go? They all got into a line or what?
They stood around me.
Like a circle jerk situation?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you just jerked off all those grown man's penises?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Into the fire. To make the spirits go away.
Right, right.
And they would just be like, shake that bear, kid. Shake that bear.
Right. It's like a shamanistic thing with the ayahuasca.
Huh.
The Incas.
Yeah.
Wow. We learned that your sister, Maria, doesn't like when you say you're going to cut something out, and then you don't, according to her.
And I also then realized that I sound like a fucking Dets.
Yeah. That's an amazing revelation.
I sound like a ballet girl.
That's a really interesting
revelation. It's like it took the Your Mom's House bonus episode.
Mm.
She's heard herself on other ones, but that particular episode, she's like, I didn't realize I talk like that.
All these years of taunting.
All these years.
Oh, there's the Fiefernator. You hear him?
Yeah,
jingling?
He's waking up from his work shift.
He's so tired. We learned that we're going to finally get a resolution on these butthole ice cubes pretty soon.
Yeah.
Guy's coming on Friday. We'll check that out. And Candy Crush. I'm still level 36 now.
Yeah.
Where are you?
32.
Okay. And if you can invest in a $9 infuser for your house... An infuser or a diffuser?
I don't know what it is called.
Fuck, neither do I. It's some hippie thing you get at like Whole Foods. It's like $7.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
Makes you smell nice. Makes you relax nice. Mm. And then drink some ayahuasca. Take a nap.
That's good. Tommy was stressed out this last couple of weeks.
Very stressed.
And I worked very hard at maintaining my normalcy.
It's a lot of breakthroughs, man.
Huge episode. Breakthroughs.
We got a lot of great episodes coming up, too. A lot of great guests joining us next week. So stay tuned. Please visit us at yourmomshousepodcast.com for all your mommy updates, tour dates, the store.
We got
our
a couple
sponsors.
New posters. Don't forget. Check out our new posters.
Yes,
awesome.
We have a Stevie poster. We have a High and Tight tour poster. So please check that stuff out. Please shop at our store. Support your jeans. Use our Amazon banner for your Amazon purchases. Mm-hmm. Follow us on Twitter at Tom Segura, at Christina P. And we'll leave you with the Mommy Mom's Out song by the one and only Derek Booth.
Mm, thank you. We love you, mommies.
Bye, mommy.
Well, it's time to end the podcast now. We've had some laughs and then talked brown. Well, it's time to end the podcast now. Jeans up, wipe down. We've had some laughs, and we hope you all come running back. Now we've had some fun, and had some laughs, but please come on back.